Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I wanted to be able to mention, you know, as Christians, you know, all authority is established by God, and they're his servants, and that he gives nations to whoever he wants to give nations to, and understand that we're to honor and respect, you know, authority. There comes a time sometimes where, you know, with the founding of America, where God begins to pull people out, where mm-hmm. they wouldn't let them have a relationship with God. But understanding that, but the last thing a Christian should be doing, or somebody doing and at the same time saying they're a Christian, you know, is defaming a king or defaming a president. And I've noticed a lot of people, you know, are saying horrific things about our president.
Right.
You know, I was at a radio station doing a spot on a radio station, and they invited me to come there. Mm-hmm. And I was doing the spot and da-da-da-da, and a picture was taken of me there. And I didn't look, but they had stuff all over their walls and that type of thing. But, mm-hmm. but when I looked at the picture, what was behind me was a defaming of the president's face on the wall. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. I never would have darkened the doors of that radio station if I knew that's where they're at. But this thing is that they call themselves a Christian station. We're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Right. You know, we're not supposed to do that. You know, when you honor what's happening, those in authority, you're honoring God. I mean, mm-hmm. even Nebuchadnezzar was God's servant. Mm-hmm. You know, and God taught him a lesson even while he took, it's just understand that to talk against, this is what Proverbs says, don't talk against someone's servant because they may overhear you and do harm to you. Hmm. Well, if all authority is God's servant, Romans 13:1-5, and you're talking against his servants, hello, God will hear it and do harm to you. Hmm. We're missing the point. And I'm saying that because Glenn Beck, took a little statue of our president with President Obama with the flag draped over him or something like that, and took this big mason jar and filled it with this yellow liquid that was to resemble urine. Mm-hmm. And he took the president's image and stuck it in this jar of yellow water, you know, trying to make it look, and then sealed it up, and he did it in front of, you know, all of his audience, and then he put it on eBay to be bidded off, and it got up to like $25,000, and eBay took it off. Think about it. eBay's got more integrity than Glenn Beck.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow. Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. And then it's like, and I know, I hear Christians not even blinking an eye to that. Mm. Listen, we can't, that's not who we are.
No.
That's not who we're supposed to be. And that is not how we're supposed to treat the president of the United States.
Right.
You know, we're supposed to honor the president, the office of the president of the United States, even if they're dishonoring it. By mm-hmm. us honoring this man as our president, we're honoring God.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And sticking our, even though people in the world have done things, and you did bring the comparison up of, you know, people that call themselves artists or taking the crucifixion where Jesus is on a cross and they're sticking that in a jar of urine and putting it on display. Listen, that's wrong too. That's wrong too. But understand this, what was just done to our president. We are buying into the devil's plans for this nation if we start attacking our president and his marriage and his family and him as a man. If we start doing that, we are buying in to the plan of Satan over this nation. Now, if you can talk about policies, you can talk about, you know, he's making wrong decisions here. The First Amendment gives us right to petition our government, and he would totally be open to that. He's a constitutional lawyer. Come on.
Right. And I was just going to say that. I mean, the huge difference between talking about policies and talking about the person.
Right.
You don't want to talk about the person.
Right.
Because you're talking about the image of God.
Right.
You know, God created it.
And that just happens to be in America, because if it was a dictatorship or a king, then the Bible also says, you know, don't be talking about the king in your tents. Don't be talking about it. You know, understand that can be overheard. But mm-hmm. we just happen presently to have a constitution mm-hmm. and that allows us to petition our government. Mm-hmm. And but he understands that. But, you know, he seems to be like a good father, a good husband, mm-hmm. and his viewpoints are totally different than the majority of Christians. you know, right. that it just, it's just totally out there compared to, but you know, it's not a theocracy in America. It is a, sure. A republic, mm-hmm. With a democracy, and that, he's been voted in.
Mm-hmm.
And now we need to honor him in this. And more things are going to begin to happen. I'll tell you now, more things are going to begin to happen that's going to cause your flesh to want to personally attack someone. Don't do it. Don't buy into that.
Yeah.
Don't buy into that. Listen, if Israel would have attacked Nebuchadnezzar, then Nebuchadnezzar would have destroyed that. If a Jew would have attacked Nebuchadnezzar while they were under bondage to Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon, then Nebuchadnezzar would have taken their life and God wouldn't have blinked an eye.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was there, he was God's servant. Mm-hmm. Listen, Romans 13:1-5 tells you this, but there's no reason to be attacking this man. You know, we just need to separate. You know, understanding when people are talking about policies and these type of things, that you're not getting hate in your heart, that you're not,
because
mm-hmm. we're not supposed to hate.
Right.
We're supposed to suffer for doing good. If somebody punches us in the right cheek, we turn to the other cheek. We, you know, if somebody tells us to go 1 mile, we go 2 miles. If we get taxed $200, we say, here's another $200. We're not caught up in these worldly arguments.
Yeah. And it's sure hard to hate someone that you're praying for. You know, I know that
yes.
we've been praying for a long time for the president.
Right.
But, you know, what we're supposed to be doing as believers is praying for those who are in authority so that it will go well with us.
Right. Right. And even though you have a liberty to do things like Glenn Beck had a liberty to do that, you know, a Christian who loves God and who's operating in the word of the Lord, mm-hmm. the fear of God, would not have done that.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't do that. Even though you have a liberty to do something, you have a liberty to sin or liberty to dishonor, you know, you just don't do that. That's just mm-hmm. wrong.
Right.
Totally wrong. It doesn't mean that everything that he's done is wrong, but that right there, and
that.
We have to call it what it is, that is wrong. It's ungodly. It's something that we should not do as Americans. Mm-hmm. We definitely shouldn't do it, you know, as Christians. And I just felt like I needed to say that because I know that we've talked about some of the things that's been, you know, he says it's a great program and some of the things he does, but that he took a liberty way, way, way too far.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.